Oh, snaps!
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Well, good morning, everybody. I am Dee Dee Mercer Moffitt, the CEO of Raw Dog Food and Company. We're your pet's health is our business, and we're friends. Don't let friends feed kibble. We're calling that CKS, the CKS syndrome. Does your dog have CKS, crappy kibble syndrome? Do we not see CKS all the time, Dr. J?
Oh, all the time. All the time. You know, food, and I'm so animate about this now that I'm very, very forthright with people and just say, you know what, if you're going to feed kibble, then I'm not going to be able to help you much with your dog because, you know, all the things you're trying to clear up could be caused or at least contributed to by the kibble. This one guy, he's got, you know, new little puppy, still feeding kibble. I've talked to him about raw, and he calls up and he says, well, my dog, you know, eats and then goes and drinks a whole bunch of water and then throws up. What do you think's causing that? I said, the kibble.
And
the stools, you know, like just doesn't quite have normal stools. They're just always a little bit soft. What do you think's causing that? The kibble. You know, like, I don't know what you want me to tell you, but until you get your dog on a fresh food diet, you're not going to clear this stuff up. Like, how would you feel if you filled up your stomach with this dry food, drank a bunch of water, it sat in there and expanded, you'd go throw it up too.
Let's have people test that. I mean, they do have some freeze dried foods out there for people. So go ahead. We want you to eat that and then drink a bunch of water. We want you to feel how your dog would feel, right? Let's do that. Go out there and do it and then send us an email and tell us how you felt. And then also report on poops, please. How are your...
take some pictures.
Not a video.
No videos.
No videos. We don't want those videos. That would be bad. We are going to talk about premixes and kibble today. But I want to tell you something that happened yesterday. Two really cool conversations that I had. You know, Dr. Jason, we talk about all the time Febreze, right? These sprays that people use in their house.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking with a potential customer from Arizona yesterday, and she had taken on a dog because the owner died. And she said, I just have to tell you about how bad this dog. I could not get the Febreze smell out of this dog.
Now, geez.
She said, but I'm going to tell you what got the Febreze smell. She goes, after all these, you know, baths and everything, she said, we have access to raw milk. She said, you know, we have access to raw milk. And she said, I bathed this dog in raw milk and the smell went away. So, yeah. I just thought I'd throw that little tidbit out there, but she was very educated in all things raw, including, you know, the dangers of all of these sprays, you know, where people have dogs and instead of feeding them a raw diet, so they don't stink. And, you know,
I can't stand them. Because I don't use any chemicals, any of that artificial stuff. Going to deodorize, I use essential oils and, you know, we use all natural, everything, nothing scented. I'm so sensitive to it anymore. Like if I walk by somebody's house that has their dryer going, you can smell those like dryer sheets or even on people, you know, we do a lot of hiking and you walk by somebody and they're out there and they're sweating. You can just smell all those chemicals fuming off of their clothes, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it is so true. Here's another thing that as it leads into what we're going to talk about today. So I had someone call me yesterday, not a customer of ours, but they had a dog who only ate duck. All right. Only ate duck because supposedly this dog was allergic to everything. Because why? They had done an allergy test. And why? Because the dog didn't do well on any other protein in kibble. So this dog had been on duck for 3 years. Now, they also had done a test and found that this particular dog was low on B12. So what were they doing? They were giving B12 supplements, actually B12 vitamins, okay, synthetic vitamins. And I said to her, and the reason that they called was because this particular duck that they had didn't look like the old duck that they had, and the dog threw up or he had some runny, you know, poops and that sort of stuff. So they thought that, you know, the duck was off, and it's not even my blend. So I know how, but it, you know, I basically what it came down to is I said, you have no idea. Maybe there's a little higher fat. Maybe there's not enough bone in this particular duck, but let's talk about this B12. And I said to her, how long has it been since you've had this dog retested? But here was the thing, Dr. Jason, do you know that duck has the least amount of B12 of all the proteins?
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's very low on the scale. So here you are. This is why we don't like these allergy tests, because they cause pet parents to only feed one protein. And I said, I just don't see how your dog is ever going to really get all the vitamins and minerals that he needs in one protein. And the fear comes up in the pet parents because they fear that the dog's going to have an outbreak, or that they're going to poop all over the house, or that they're going to vomit. You can handle this, pet parents. You can handle it. I promise you, we can get you stabilized. But it was a situation in which they're feeding one protein and then trying to combat this deficiency that they don't really even know if the dog still has a deficiency, because the tests were taken during the time that they were on CKS, crappy kibble. So anyway, I found that very interesting as I was looking through everything to see, you know, what else could they get from the diet that has the B12 in it. And duck was one that was very low. So just thought I would throw that out there.
Well, and I think, you know, another thing for people to consider, you know, people, you know, I see this all the time. People come in and, you know, their pet has whatever symptoms, whether it's gut stuff or, you know, skin stuff, itchy skin, or whatever is going on. I've had this allergy testing and, you know, I can only feed these proteins and these foods. And like, well, is that working? Because if it was working, they probably wouldn't be in talking to me trying to figure out how to treat their pet. So if eliminating all of these other proteins that your pet is supposedly allergic to hasn't changed anything, then maybe that test isn't valid, you know, just a thought.
Exactly. Now, what is B12? I'm going to tell you guys what B12 is. It helps prevent anemia. It protects the nervous system and improves concentration and aids in digestion. Here is where you can find B12 in real food: liver, heart, kidney, rabbit, beef, chicken, turkey, pork, lamb, goat, ostrich, buffalo, egg, beef, elk, salmon, halibut, haddock, hackie, and sardines. So as you see, duck is missing from that list. So there is a ton of stuff with that you can get the real B vitamins. Now, most liver, heart, and kidney is in almost every blend that we have, right? So you can get that as well. But I thought that was very interesting that they're working with vets who never even go down this path, who never even look at, all right, what are we feeding? What are we deficient in? Why are we doing a synthetic, you know, vitamin and mineral, which is what we're going to talk about a little bit in these premixes and kibble food. Don't go down the rabbit hole. Okay. We got to really be, you know, Dr. Jason, let's talk about something really quick. Fear. You and I were talking about fear. Mm-hmm. How do we dispel fear? Well, you get information.
Right.
Get education. And I had someone the other day say, they were asking some questions, and I said, do you ever listen to the podcast? Actually, our customer service said this. Do you ever listen to Dee Dee and Dr. Jasek's podcast? And the answer that came back was, I don't have time for stuff like that. And podcasts are really easy. You just download them, put your earbuds in and go. But it's not that I don't care if you, or I'm upset that you don't listen to the podcast, but we give away so much information here. Mm-hmm. To help you dispel your fears about your dog's health, what to feed, talking to your vet. So you got to make a decision. Do I have time to get educated and dispel my fear? Or do I want to go down a rabbit hole and get in a little box and bang my head against a wall for?
Yeah, right. I listen to podcasts all the time. I do. I'm doing other stuff. I'm in the, you know, in the kitchen cooking, or, you know, if I'm just around the house doing stuff. I always have something on. I mean, we don't sit around and watch TV. You know, we listen to stuff that helps us be educated. Cause I think now more than ever, staying up on what's going on in the world and being educated about current events is super important, or you're just going to end up being blindsided. So I think that it's an absolute priority for me to stay informed. And, you know, I mean, you can say that, you know, you didn't know better, but if you're not trying to find the information, then, you know, shame on you for that, because you need to be seeking out the information. You can't just sit back and say, well, nobody told me. Well, maybe you have to go looking for it.
Right. Right. You absolutely do. You know, I think back to 2000, you know, the year 2000, when I first started, you know, the Raw. How did I find out? My neighbor told me about his dog who was on death's door. So I didn't just go, that guy, he's a conspiracy theorist. He's crazy. He's a nut job. No, mm-hmm. I saw the dog, didn't know anything about it, started doing research and started my dog on it. All kibble's crap. Why do we say that? Because people are like, well, they say it, but I don't really. Well, because there's premixes in there, right? We're going to add something back in that is gone. That's called a premix versus real vitamins and minerals that are coming out of the food, like what I just read about kidney, heart, liver, all of that. Okay. So real vitamins, they're living complexes, living enzymes, essential trace minerals, and they all function in the word that Dr. Jasek, you use all the time. It's called synergistically.
Mm-hmm.
They work together. So the issue really is, what's the problem with fake vitamins, Dr. Jasek? Okay, let's just give them fake stuff.
Yeah, what's because they're chemicals. I mean, you know, if you read the label that has, you know, like you look at the nutrient profile and that looks great because they got a whole list of vitamins and minerals. Cool, it's got all this stuff in there. They read the actual, so don't, you know, a lot of people stop there. I'll ask people, what's in your food that you're feeding? You know, what are the ingredients? And they'll say, well, this much protein, this much fat. So they don't usually report on the carbs. Like, no. The actual list of what's in there, not what their nutrient profile is, because they'll make the nutrient profile look good, but they can do that very easily with really, really crappy ingredients. So you look at the actual ingredients, and you know, you're going to find all the carbs, all the meals, all the processed God knows what, but then you're going to see a whole list of chemicals that you probably can't even pronounce and don't have any idea what they are. Those are the vitamins and minerals. So you're really just putting a whole bunch of chemicals in your pet's body, and you have no idea if the body can even utilize those. So what looks great on paper may not have any benefit biologically in your pet, where if you use whole food additions to the diet, so you start with a whole food diet where these nutrients exist naturally and yes, interact synergistically with each other. They're meant to be taken in together. And then if we need to add something in, we add in other whole food additions, like the algae or the mushrooms, or, you know, where we're, what we're adding in to maybe help round out the diet a little bit, they're still whole foods. They're not processed supplements. People ask me a lot about things like joint supplements. I don't recommend glucosamine supplements. Like, let's support the joints from a whole food perspective. So let's feed things like chicken feet, or, you know, other things that are high in cartilage. I see pets do so much better, you know, when they come off a kibble, and eat raw, even things like joint pain, old dogs that are like, oh yeah, they're just sore. They're stove up. They're like, no, their body's inflamed because they're on this crappy kibble. They got CKS.
There you go. You got it.
And people are amazed. Like, you know, well, gosh, I switched to the raw and my dog's really mobile again. The mobility's better and they're walking further and they're feeling better. And yeah, you take them off of that crappy kibble and you put all the money you're spending on these worthless, you know, synthetic supplements and put that all towards a good balanced raw food diet, and your pet's going to be so much better off. And you see it all the time.
It's virtually impossible, you guys, for your dogs to get a vitamin toxicity from real foods like vitamin D. All right. You're not going to get a vitamin D toxicity from real food. It would be very difficult. But these synthetic forms of vitamin D, Dr. Jasek, we've seen this in recalls and pet food. Mm-hmm. But if you have a synthetic form of vitamin D in kibble, that can cause bone loss, abnormally high calcium levels, which can result in kidney stones and the calcification of organs like the heart and the kidneys.
I think a lot of dogs fed kibble are, you know, they end up marginally dehydrated all the time, which is really hard on the urinary tract because they're eating this dehydrated food and they have to drink a lot of water to make up for that. The fact that they're eating a food that's only 10% moisture as opposed to the 70% moisture that should be in a, or that is naturally in a fresh food diet. And that has huge detrimental effects. And yeah, I mean, when I see a dog that has a history of stones that's been eating kibble diet, I mean, I start them on a fresh food diet and, you know, sometimes they need surgery. They got a lot of stones. You're not going to get all those to dissolve out. So sometimes we need to remove the stones, but then to prevent them from recurring, we're monitoring the urine. We're monitoring the urine pH. And I always put them on a fresh food diet. And a lot of times that's all that's necessary. We just get them on a healthy fresh food diet, you know, properly balanced, proper protein rotations and all that. I don't get hung up on limiting ingredients as long as we're doing a rotation. Like, you know, dog has calcium oxalate stones or something and people get all hung up on, well, we got to eliminate, you know, all of these foods because they have, you know, they might have oxalates in them. Well, you have to look at the amount. I mean, you don't want to feed your dog 5 pounds of kale a day or something, gosh. But you know, if you're doing a proper rotation, you know, like, and I've had people say, well, I can't feed, you know, organs because they have too much of this or too much of that. Like, yeah, if you're feeding a pound of liver a day, maybe that we might get too much vitamin A or something, you know?
Yeah.
But if you're rotating it, so, and I'm always very specific because people still like to do things on their own. And I'll talk about adding an organ. Well, then they just go out and start buying a bunch of liver, or whatever they can find easily. And it's hard to source that. I say, no, what's important is the blend because you're getting liver and heart and kidney and spleen. And you're not going, like you, to your point, Dee Dee, you're not going to give too much of any one thing if you're doing a rotation like that and you're not overfeeding. Whereas with the synthetics, yeah, absolutely. And I think what can get really off kilter with the synthetics is they might absorb some nutrients, but not others. So we know that calcium phosphorus balance is really important. Well, what if, you know, in a particular food, the calcium is really absorbable, but the phosphorus isn't. So you've completely lost that ratio, that proper ratio. And you have no idea of if this is going on in your dog's body. But I think this is why, you know, lots of, you know, dogs end up with nutrient imbalances and kibble.
You want to know how long kibble actually last. So here's some facts. Kibble lasts only 2 to 3 weeks once the bag is opened. All right. Once the bag is open. Now, the best before date on the bag usually says at least a year. Okay, people, here's the marketing thing. But that date applies to unopened bags of food. Unopened bags of food. Once you open that bag, it's only going to last about 2 to 3 weeks before we start seeing it go rancid. Now, how do they make that dog food last a year, Dr. Jasek? Well, they heat it and they extrude it and then remove all the moisture from the food. So back to your point about we need food that has moisture in it. There's no moisture in that bag. Moisture is the enemy of any food that needs to sit on a shelf for months or years. Because why? Moisture breeds bacteria. So you know the food in the pet food stores that says raw wrapped kibble or ribble or whatever that stuff is. Uh-huh. I'm like, that's impossible.
Right.
Impossible, because it's in that bag. They have to remove the moisture. Raw has moisture in it. That's why we feed raw. So again, this is just a marketing ploy. People are like, well, I feed some, you know, raw. What is it? Oh, it's in this bag. No, that is not true. But, you know, once that kibble is dried, it's the packaging that is critical to the stability of the food. So if air gets into the food on the shelf, it's going to oxidize. Okay. So oxidation lowers the nutritional value of the food, and it can cause toxic mold and bacteria to grow. I'm extremely comfortable feeding my dog raw. I am not comfortable feeding anything that's coming out of a bag like that sitting on a shelf.
Right. And, you know, something that a lot of people do is they buy these big, you know, 80-pound bags of kibble, and then they dump them in a plastic container in their garage, and it sits out there and bakes at these high temperatures, is exposed to heat, it's exposed to air and plastic, and that food is going to be toxic in no time. And people wonder why their pets are sick, you know, because they're taking an already unhealthy food and then making it even more toxic, like you said, because it's oxidizing and it's, you know, it's not meant to do that. And, you know, these raw wrapped foods, you know, they probably get away with that because it was raw once, maybe, you know, like the ingredients, yeah, that it was raw before they processed it. True, probably, you know, but it ain't raw anymore.
No, it's just insanity to me. I mean, come on, people, wake up, stand up and snap out of it. You've got to use your logical thinking brain. You have a brain, think logically. Okay. Here's another thing. AAFCO does require pet food companies to put a best before date on your food, but they do not have to say when that food was manufactured. So you don't know how long that food's been sitting on the shelf. You have no idea. You can't deny, Dr. Jasek, the cancer statistics. Can't deny the cancer statistics that are well over 50%. So you got a 50-50 chance. I mean, is that all right for your dogs, Dr. Jasek? Do you want to take a 50-50 chance? Mm-hmm. Just, I mean, on the low side.
Yeah. Yeah. No way. And I'd also like to say to those people, you know, so living, surviving is different than thriving too. So maybe your dog survived, but what was the quality of life? Was it sickly and arthritic and didn't have energy? It just, you know, was alive and breathing, or did it have a vibrant, healthy life for all those years? Because there's a big difference in quality of life, depending on what you feed.
Ethoxyquin. Am I saying that right, you think?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think that's right.
Okay. So what is that? Well, it's a synthetic preservative in kibble, and you're going to see it, you guys, in a lot of the kibbles where it says fish meal, but you know what ethoxyquin, I hope I'm saying that right, is? It's a pesticide.
Yeah. And if you're feeding real food, you're going to know what the ingredients are. you know, you're going to like recognize them. They're not going to be a bunch of chemicals. If you don't understand what those ingredients are, all those chemicals, if you don't know what every ingredient is and anything you're giving your pet, whether it's their food or their treats or, you know, additives. And I see people that want to add, you know, like put stuff in the drinking water to help with you know, clean teeth. And that's a bunch of chemicals and you don't know what they are. Don't be putting stuff in your dog's, you know, body that you don't know exactly what it is. If you want clean teeth, get the toothbrush out and brush them. You know, that's the best way.
Okay. Don't buy big bags of food unless a dog is going to get through that CKS in 2 to 3 weeks. Okay. Don't buy kibble with fish oil or omega-3 fats added. Okay. Those fats from fish and fish oil are going to oxidize quickly. You don't want to be feeding that. Okay. So those are just a couple of things. What is the point to feeding your dog? Is the point in feeding your dog to just fill up its stomach? Or is the point the nutrients that he needs to survive and feed all the cells in his body? Right? Because here's the thing. If the cells in the body break down, you break down, your dog breaks down. And nutritional deficiencies suppress your dog's immune function and suppresses your immune function too. We talk about this all the time. Right now, it's very important to understand immune function, right? So if you're not feeding this dog proper nutrition, okay, then his organs begin to fail. Proper nutrition is vital to your dog's health. So Dr. Jacek, let me ask you, do you have any idea how many times the ingredients in your dog's kibble is heated or processed before it goes into the bag? It's four. Okay. It's four, but here's what that means. It destroys the nutrients that your dog depends on. So let me give you an example. By the time that kibble hits the bag, 81% of B1, 2, and 3 has been lost. 81% of the B vitamins have been lost. 85% of magnesium has been lost. 86% of manganese has been lost. 60% of calcium has been lost. 95% of both linoleic acid and alpha linoleic acid, which are the essential fatty acids, have been lost. What the heck? So in reality, when you're saying, but my dog loves it, it's because it's been sprayed with something that is only allowing him to fill up his stomach, not feed the cells so that the cells can feed and support the organs and the immune function in the body. We see all these different problems with pets. So for instance, a manganese deficiency is going to cause ACL tears, nerve and connective tissue dysfunction. A zinc deficiency causes heart disease, and the ones that we see the most, GI and skin issues. It can also cause blindness. So now you start to get the picture that we're feeding a inappropriate food that's totally devoid of any vital nutrients. So that's one. You're starving the body. Then, Dr. Jacek, you go into a traditional vet, you've got skin issues. Now let's put them on some toxic pharmaceutical stuff. And not only that, you need to get your vaccines while you're here. Give that dog a double whammy. And then we wonder why. What? Cancer just happens in this breed. No, it does not.
Yeah, right. There's a whole concept of epigenetics where, you know, yes, there can be a genetic predisposition, but you can control that gene expression by things like a good diet. So we're keeping the immune system strong and keeping the body healthy. And even if there is a predisposition to certain things, it doesn't have to happen for your dog if you take care of them nutritionally.
You know, we were talking last week about sand, that this vet had said that there was some sandy material in this dog's poop. So I was laughing because I read this. It says you can make a bag of sand pass AAFCO standards if you add the right premix. when you go into a vet's office, if you've listened to this podcast and they are suggesting, hey, let's do this prescription diet, and get this straight in your head. These are kibbles. They're the same. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now you are armed and you're not so fearful of what your vet says, because you know that these are substandard foods. You know that this type of food cannot support the cells or the immune function or the organs in your dog's body. But this health professional wants you to put your dog on that. You okay with that? 50-50 right. Chance. Actually, I would say more, it's like a 40-60 chance that your dog's going to get cancer. Because, I mean, Dr. Jason, how does chronic disease start? I mean, it starts because you're not supplying the cells with everything they need.
Right. Well, yes. Yeah, so, well, it starts with inflammation. But where does inflammation come from? It comes from unhealthy cells. The cells are not able to function properly, produce the right, you know, correct amount of energy, and do what these cells are meant to be doing in the body. They can't do that properly. And, you know, the body becomes inflamed. And there's no better way to inflame the body than feeding a bunch of processed carbohydrates, as are in kibble and biscuit type treats and all these things that we're talking about. And once that inflammation starts, you have sick cells. And once those cells get sick, they're going to be more likely to mutate into cancer cells, or you're going to end up with autoimmune disease, or, you know, all other conditions of chronic inflammation that we talk about. And so much of it just starts with the diet.
All right, everybody, we hope that today you've got a better picture of what's actually inside the bag and what's going on in your dog's body. Remember that, don't base your dog's allergies on kibble. All right. Let's don't pigeonhole these dogs into one area of food, because we can get vitamin and mineral deficiencies. Okay. We will help you. You go over and work with Dr. Jasek. Okay. Go to her site, get yourself an appointment, fill out the information. Her staff will get back to you. One of the greatest things is a Zoom call. Okay. You don't have to leave your house.
So, you know, for people not in the area here, you know, you can take them into your conventional vet, get the conventional, you know, initial exam, physical, whatever, blood work done. And then you can send all those results to me and we can go over them via Zoom. You can go in and get the diagnostics if you need to. You don't have to follow their treatment protocols. And then we can talk about how to best treat the dog. So there's a lot we can do on phone or Zoom.
So all of you peeps that are not here in Colorado that want a vet that supports the body through real nutrition, that has stepped outside of the box, that has said what we have been doing for years is failing miserably, then you want to go over to ahavet.com. You want to get your dog on a species appropriate diet. You want to feed them real food. Then you want to go to rawdogfoodandco.com. Listen, every Thursday night, that we're going to have Yappy Hour. That's when things go on sale. It starts at 6 p.m. It goes till midnight. I will say this. I believe if you can hold a couple of months or more of dog food, you want to do that. Because why? Your money goes further today than it will tomorrow. So give us a call today here at Raw Dog Food and Company. Your pet's health is our business. And friends, don't let friends feed kibble. We'll see you next week, everybody. Bye-bye.
Oh, snap.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.